Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. I am very excited about today's show because I felt like, I just couldn't get enough the last time, and we just couldn't get enough in the last time. So today, the Charmaine Show welcomes back author, life coach, speaker, and businesswoman, Danielle Dagno, and we're going to talk about the soul solution and the three-step program. So Danielle really focuses on soul solutions and getting a peace of mind, getting in touch with who we are. And she's really simplified this program just simply based off some of her experiences as well as the experiences of other people that she has worked with over the years. So Danielle, welcome back to the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. It is a pleasure to have you.
The pleasure is mine, Charmaine, and thank you for the opportunity.
You are welcome. Last time, it just felt like we were racing for words and couldn't get enough in. So let's just retract a little bit. And step one, finding those soul solutions, and this is an insight into your book of the same name. We wrapped up with that talking about overcoming and finding out what is inside of us. What's step two? But you can refresh us on step one real quick, and then let's jump into step two.
Thank you, Charmaine. Peace of mind. In the peace of mind step, it's a vital step, and it's a missing step for most people who wants to heal their lives and who wants to heal their wounds. It's a missing step. So in the peace of mind step, it's a step where I help people identify what I call the programs in them. I help people identify the inner child. I help people go back into the past and identify what I like to call the wounded self as well. The wounded self is an accumulation of personalities that have been formed based on past painful events. So being aware of those personalities, we call them character demons at times. The Bible calls them the sinful nature. It is a strong man at the door of our consciousness. It acts to us. It can make decisions for us. It can even raise our children for us. It can make life choices for us. You understand? Mm-hmm. But because those personalities are buried deep in the soul, because none of us wants to relive pain, right? So what we do, we suppress them. What we do, we become superficial. We're trying to hide them, right? But in the peace of mind step, I helped you to confront those demons, quote-unquote. And this step on confronting them and beginning to gain understanding and insight on how they operate in your life, that gives you peace of mind.
Right. So I really love this, and I'm glad that we're doing it into a three-part series, because I definitely don't even think we're going to get through part two today, seriously, because we just started and I'm already, like, bouncing off my chair here. Talk about step two, gaining a peace of mind and identifying the wounded self. Do you believe that all of us have a wounded self? In some way.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Even if you were raised by the most spiritual parents, even if you were raised in the most beautiful environment, guess what? If you have experienced, maybe not in your household, but the soul is a sensitive, it's a sensitive field. The soul keeps records of everything, something you may have watched, something you may have witnessed. Maybe it didn't happen in your household. It could have happened while you had a sleepover at somebody's house. It could have happened to a loved one. So somehow, as long as you had an upbringing, somewhere in your soul, there's a wound. It may not be as deep as some of the people that had really bad negative experiences
mm-hmm.
growing up. But somewhere in the soul, there is something to heal. There's a wound.
Right. Absolutely. And you say that, and I dare say that, you know, you talk about, you know, people suppressing these painful
right.
events. Obviously, if you have lived into this life and if you've grown past the age of one, even younger than that, you have identified already with the wound itself. A child on the playground who has something taken away from them or doesn't
mm-hmm.
want to share something, that right there is our first interaction with our own sinful nature. Or we say
right.
that so many times as a bad thing, like, oh, my gosh, I'm not supposed to be this way. I'm not supposed to, quote, unquote, sin. I'm not supposed to feel like this because I'm a Christian or because I was raised this way or because I'm a good
mm-hmm.
wife or a good mom. Why am I in these feelings? Oh, my gosh, I'm sinning, these thoughts, these actions.
Right.
And so we tend to, I find, suppress that without recognizing that is our nature, right? And each of us has a dark shadow, because where there is light, there is
That's
also
right.
shadow. And when there is plenty of light, plenty of shadow. So
right.
a lot of times these past painful events, we try to label them. Do you feel like that's why, for the most part, peace of mind evades us so often, because we're trying to be good, and we're trying to, by being good, we're trying to suppress so many of the things that are part of our being, our nature, instead of trying to find peace
right.
with who we are and understanding
exactly.
how to overcome things.
That is so true. And I think in peace of mind, it's understanding who we are, understanding the soul and how the soul operates. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Understanding how we are connected, you know, at the soul level, and how the soul attracts and how we send vibrations. You understand? So getting inside
mm-hmm.
understanding who we are sometimes also means understanding who we are not.
Yes.
You see, John?
Oh,
understanding
I love that.
Who we are not. And that aspect is so important, because it helps us to ultimately understand, well, you know what, I am not this angry person. I am
mm-hmm.
not this violent person. I am not abusive. You understand? In,
right.
in peace of mind, exactly.
So
when you
identify, I love it.
Yes.
I love it. Understanding who we are not, but also in order to get to that peace of mind, is accepting who we are and who we
exactly.
are not. And also giving it, if we are to label, because it's such our nature to put a label to things for some reason, but if we are to do so or to identify with a certain self, we need to understand that we are not the self and we are also this self.
Exactly.
However, like you said, I am not an angry person, but I do feel anger. I am
exactly.
not a lustful person, but I do lust. I am not, you know, selfish person, but there are times
right.
that I act selfishly and
exactly.
make peace and try to work on how to become more a person of light and love.
Right. Exactly. It's so true, Charmaine, which will lead us to the second step, because sometimes we may experience an aspect of us that we are not, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we may be possessed. Some, hear me well.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me well. I may occasionally act angry, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I am a feeling being.
And, mm-hmm.
and anger is a feeling, it's an expression, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a soul being. I can be mad, right? But
right.
am I a mad person? There's a difference. So there is what we call experiencing something temporarily, but there is what
mm-hmm.
we call becoming possessed by something.
Mm-hmm.
When you become
mm-hmm.
possessed by something, that's different. At that moment, you
right.
you need emotional healing. If I go personally, I might see myself being angry. Somebody took something from me. They weren't supposed to take it. Somebody rubbed me off the wrong way. And I tell them, don't talk to me like that. And then I might experience, you know, a little bit of anger. But if anger is a character demon.
Right. I get
if
it.
If it's showing up
it.
At my workplace, if it's showing up in my relationship,
if it's showing up the first thing you do when you get up, like, oh, my God, I can't believe I got to go to work today. Or,
exactly.
you know, who left their shoe in the middle of the door or whatever instead of just walking in peace. I get you. So the things that we practice, so our spiritual practice, you're saying, then, is to practice walking in light and walking in love because we know our nature is a dark shadow, but it is a part of us. So basically, it goes back to that thing. It's like whatever you feed grows.
Exactly.
Whatever you feed grows. So if we're growing and feeding into anger every day versus identifying this anger and taking it captive and making it obedient to the godlike nature, when the more we refuse to do that, the more we become an angry person. Versus, I feel anger and I'm expressing anger in this moment. But even in the moment that you're expressing anger, you're not gonna like get a machete and wheel it at somebody or pull a gun, you know, whatever.
Right.
You know, so yeah.
So when I sit down with somebody, right, the first thing that I help them do, I help them localize themselves. Find yourself, because sometimes, Charmaine, we are so busy being everything else. We are so busy with all of our life duties and so many things that we have on our to-do list that we don't spend time to locate ourselves. Now, when I say locate ourselves, is see yourself and how you relate in every aspect of your life. And begin to ask you some questions so you can begin to detect how you react in certain situations. And then I help you connect the dots, you see, so that then when you realize, well, I have this pride issue, I have this anger issue, I'm telling you, one of the best things we can tell ourselves is the truth, Charmaine.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I could camp there for the rest of my life in terms of our own truth. And our truth is the truth of who you are and not necessarily something that evades mankind, because the truth of who we are all alike in so many ways, or in every way if we're made in God's image, et cetera. But finding who we are takes peace and it takes stillness. And you're saying that you help people find themselves. How would someone go about that? You know, just in an overall or maybe a first step. What would you suggest? If I, as a client, if I came to you and I'm, you know, of course you know my history and you're hearing all this and that, and you're saying, well, first this person's got to find themselves. How would you help someone to tap into that to begin the search?
That's fine. So Charmaine, I'll ask them a simple question. I will ask them, and this is what I like to call a diagnostic questionnaire, but it's five questions, so simple. I'll ask them to first make a list. Make a list of what you believe your life would be better without, number one. And because what am I trying to do? I'm trying to help them to become aware, to gain awareness of what is happening to them. If you can examine your life, I would call Charmaine, you can examine the thought patterns, the behavior patterns, the feeling patterns that have brought you there. You understand? So I'm taking them to a life assessment, a deep self-examination, a critical self-analysis. Number one, make a list of what you believe your life will be better without. My life will be better without fill in the blank. My life will be better without fill in the blank, and then make a list. Second, make a list of some things you believe if they did not happen, you would have been a happier or more productive person. And I help them, and I coach them, and I ask them questions because we want a full list, but completely as much as we can. Number three, and that's the key one, is there anyone I need to forgive?
That's right.
I'm helping them to dig deep inside to see how badly are those wounds infected. You see, Sean, you cannot apply medication to a wound unless you start to clean it, unless you see how bad and how long it has been stinking and been infected. How long has your life been infected? How long has your wound been infected? So the first step is to clean it. So this question is to help clean the wound. You're gaining awareness. Number four, is there anyone I don't want to forgive? That's another aspect of forgiveness. It's different from number three. Is there anyone I don't want, I refuse to forgive? And finally, number five, is there anyone I have not yet totally forgiven? So forgiveness is a big tip, as you can see.
Yes.
And number five, Sean.
I mean, like you're saying, I mean, that is the truth. I mean, you know, I honestly do believe that, and I know it works for me, and I've been talking to friends and clients, and as I meet people and as I talk to people, people open up to me, and as I coach others, and even myself, obviously I've taken that advice for myself, but digging deeper to see what is it that I really want, and what is it am I really feeling, and what would make me happy? And it really boils down to, just like you said, the bulk of us getting our freedom, finding ourselves and understanding who we are, is and having that peace that transcends is forgiveness. And a lot of times when you ask these questions and when you talk about forgiveness, people forget about themselves. They forget that they also need to forgive themselves. And I always believe that the first step, like you're saying, is personal responsibility. You know what I mean? Of course, there are people that you need to forgive and let go of, but you also need to forgive yourself. And I think that's where a lot of people forget to start. Like, you know what? I forgive myself for this, that, and the other. Because when you don't forgive yourself, it's hard or impossible to forgive anyone else.
That's right. And also, forgive God. A lot of people, perhaps they have started an intimate relationship with God, and they believe God, they trusted God, and all of a sudden they got into a marriage, and they believe God has given them the Prince Charming, or and so on, and then things get sour, and they blame God. A lot of us blame God for what life turns out to be. So forgiving ourselves and forgiving God should also be taken into account. Yes.
Absolutely. And I know, Danielle, that you do, when you coach your clients, you coach from center, and that center is your spiritual beliefs. And I know all life coaches and all coaches, we have to have a center, a point of reference that we coach our clients from, and that we live our lives from, and that is a spiritual center. And I do believe that, you know, if we're to coach from that center, the essence of everything is love, because that is the very image in which we are made. And we know that because we know from our spiritual center is that God is love. And if we are made in God's image, that also means we are made of love. But like we said before, where there is light, there is also shadow. And so when we are talking about peace and forgiveness and getting to know ourselves, it really is about shedding all of this that we thought about ourselves, all of this, like you say in your book, and like you coach on, all of these personalities that we have formed based on past events, because that's what they are. They're personalities that we have formed. Basically, you know, in layman's term, we built up walls. That's what it boils down to. We built up so many walls and silos to protect us from pain. And because one of the reasons we feel pain is because we feel love. You know, we don't feel hurt if we didn't love something. You know, whether you lose a relationship, a parent, a child, you feel the pain because you loved. Whether you lost your, I know I lost a box of pictures, like thousands of pictures when I moved from Boston, and I still feel the pain 12 years later, you know.
Right,
so
right.
When you are attached to something, when you love someone, same thing, if you're on the playground, you know, with friends, it's not the kid that comes up to you and pushes you that's a stranger that hurts your feelings. It's your friend who dragged your, you know, who took that thing from you and like, you know, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I want my toy. I'm going home. That hurts.
Right.
So when we attach ourselves to these events and circumstances, it becomes more difficult for us to get rid of those walls. And as adults, how do you deal with or coach or guide someone who really has these tougher things to deal with? Because these are great questions. But how would you reach someone who's so hardened by life?
Yes.
Are they beyond help, do you think? Or can
they still
find hope?
You know, I'm glad you asked that question, Sham. My core spiritual belief, everyone is made in the image and likeness of God.
Mm.
And as you said, every single person is made in the image and likeness of God. That means you. That means the abuser, the person who abused you. That means the person, the rapist. That means whoever was violent in your life, whoever hurt you. Within that person, there's a dormant Christ. And I help people to understand, because throughout my coaching, I share a lot of insights from my personal story and some insights that I receive through my own healing journey. I give people that insight that really, really free them. People hurt, Charmaine, because they themselves have been hurt.
Yes.
People hurt people with their own wounds. Charmaine, nobody in their right mind. And I say that, and that's the key word here. No one in their right mind, in the in the Christ mind, in God's mind, want to hurt somebody else.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the way, that person has lost his right mind. You understand? That person has lost their sense of self themselves. That person has missed the mark of truth. And in that moment, they have hurt you. They're well in their right mind, Charmaine. If you go down the street and you see somebody who's gone mad, think about it. Somebody who on the street who's gone mad and just saying, you know, offensive words to people. And people are passing by, oh, this is a mad woman. This person is crazy. This person is not in their right mind. What would you do, Charmaine? Would you take it personal? So you understand that this person is not in their right mind. Psychologically, we call them deranged, we call them crazy, cuckoo. But guess what? A lot of times, Charmaine, you know, we are living with people that seems society, by societal standards, they seem okay, Charm.
Right.
My boss looks like a perfect, grown, same person. But something happened at the meeting, he reacted. What happened at that moment? He's just like the mad woman or the mad man on the street.
And I think sometimes we look at that that captive place and that place of madness as someone being on the street looking deranged. But we we forget to, number one, look at ourselves. We have a mind, and if we don't program, if we don't have the right program, or like you said, and as you were saying, in your right mind, the word that came to my mind is, if we don't walk in our light mind, the mind that is light versus the mind that is dark. Because literally, over time, and for some people, a short time, for some people, a long time, lose their minds. They may not be walking up and down the street, et cetera, but, you know, the saying goes, a mind that is truly free has reached the state in which opposites are seen as empty. This is the only freedom You know,
that's right.
So when we have truly reached the state where there is no you, me, him, her, black, white, I'm better, you're better, then you know you've reached a state of true freedom, because this is where
that's
you
right.
can now begin to walk in gratitude every day. This is where you
that's right.
really understand the essence of humility, that this person
yes.
is no different than me. We're in the same,
that's
we're
right.
made, we're made in the same image. But
right.
Thank you. And if we
that's
recognize
right.
that, we're able to be more humble and walk more humbly and not pass judgment on the other person, et cetera.
And have more compassion, Charmaine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that is so lacking, more kindness, more compassion. Because if you're on the other day, I was speaking to one of my clients, and she's struggling with forgiving her husband. And because there has been betrayal and there has been unfaithfulness.
Right.
And we were talking. And I said, and she's such a devoted Christian, Charmaine. And she
mm-hmm.
pours herself. She gives herself. She's doing community work. She's doing all of these things. She said, you know what, I'm all about God's business. And she said to me, you know what, I don't even want to think about forgiving anybody. I just want to focus on doing God's work. And I said, wait a minute. But what is the ministry that God
right.
has given us? The ministry
right.
starts at home. You know, a lot of times we deviate. We say, you know what, I'm putting this challenge aside, and I'm going to go and minister to my community, minister to the world, and I'm going to do
right.
community service, and I'm going to make a difference out there. And I begin to say,
right.
you know what, give your husband a gift of Christ's vision. Can you see
right.
him in spite of the acts that happened?
Exactly.
Can you
and
pray for
sometimes.
Him?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think what happens sometimes, and I've learned this as I'm, you know, as I'm older, et cetera, and I mean, no temptation sees us except what is common to man. And
right.
when we see, just like I said earlier, when we see that there is no difference between you and I, then it becomes easier, number one, to forgive ourselves and easier
right.
to forgive the other person. Not sure if we have a caller that want to say something or ask a question on the line, but I just want to say, again, welcome to the Charmaine Show. If you have a question, just let me know. Listening. I definitely feel like you're saying, Danielle, is forgiveness is such a huge part, and it's not about so much what that person did.
Right.
You know, what that person did is what they did. And a lot
okay.
of times we find it hard to forgive because we think it's a reflection of us not being competent enough, maybe her not being, you know, a good enough wife or whatever. But you know what? In life, we all have lapses in judgment.
That's right.
You know, and there's no good, bad, or indifferent. I think our mistakes are not mistakes until we look back at them. We never label a mistake on if we're in it. We think, okay, this is the right decision I'm making for this time. Or in a lot of cases, this is my intention, and you carry out your intention. So, you know, beating up ourselves for the rest of our lives isn't going to solve the problem,
mm-hmm.
like you're saying. You know, it's not going to solve anything. It just
right.
boils it down. Danielle, you know what? I can't believe it. Once again, we're
right.
winding down to the last 90 seconds of the show, and I feel
it
like
we so
just started. But this is really great. I love having you on the show. I love having guests on the show. I love talking about this because, you know what, these are the types of things that really help us to grow and get us closer in connection with who we really are and to feel really good, to be able
that's
to
right.
walk in light. I'm going to give
right.
you a couple of seconds to just wrap up real quick, like I mean real quick, because we got like 30 seconds.
Amen. You know what, Charm? I believe we all deserve to live a rich, fulfilled, and happy life.
Mm-hmm.
We all can manifest such a life. We see other people who radiate such beauty, who radiate
mm-hmm.
such happiness, such inner peace in each one of us. If we can see it, if we can behold it, that means there's
exactly.
a part of us that resonates with those qualities in
and
other people. So it is time for us to heal our lives individually, and we begin
well,
with
to have
peace
you back
with
on.
Ourselves.
And it's a daily thing. Danielle, thank you for joining me on the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. And we will talk with you soon. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And have a fantastic day.
Good night.